Hello and welcome to yet another edition of Columbia Technology Partners Ready to Prime, right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. My name is Alan Scott. Now you're wondering, ready to prime, what could this possibly mean? Imagine you're a small business owner, or better yet, you're thinking about opening up a small business, specifically in this case, in the Intel community, working at any number of the forts above or below the Potomac River. And you're wondering, what are the steps I need to take? Who are the people I need to talk to ensure this business gets off and running properly? You don't want to be behind the eight ball before you ever get started, right? Well, Ready to Prime is here to help guide you through the minefield that is government contracting. And this week is no exception. There's an organization in the defense community that, in the contracting world, forget about just the defense community, in the contracting world that people become members of. It's a big organization called AFCEA. There's AFCEA Northern Virginia, AFCEA Bethesda, AFCEA this, AFCEA that in this area. The one that you hear the least about is probably the one that you need to know the most of. And it's AFCEA Central Maryland. For those of you working in the intelligence community, it's the one that you need to become a member of. And if you're a small business, the person that you want to get to know is the man sitting across from me right now. His name is John Foster. He's the Vice President of Small Business Programs with AFCEA. John, how are you?
I'm doing good. That was a great plug. We need to do this more often.
Hey, I told Abby I'm available. I'm ready to go. You need somebody to host luncheons or whatever? I'm there for you. I'm there for you. So first off, tell us about AFCEA. What is it?
So AFCEA stands for the Armed Forces Electronics Communication Association. And essentially what it is, it's an ethical forum for the government, military, and industry to come together to enhance talks and whatnot of global security and other missions that are happening within the DOD and the intelligence community. So that's the foundation for what AFCEA is. And then we have other things that are attached to that, such as big proponents of scholarship, right? So how do you continue to support those continued talks in the future? Mm-hmm. And, you know, scholarship starting as young as middle school all the way up until college, right? And we get those folks graduate out of college and involved into those critical
and those STEM programs, and you guys are integral in those. I mean, I had an opportunity late last year, to attend some science fairs over at actually at my kids' school,
that
which
was fun,
kind
wasn't
of interesting.
It?
Yeah. Which was kind of interesting. So I think it's great how you all are getting behind technology at an early age because you're building the next people that'll be protecting us in the cyber world, so to speak.
Certainly is the case. It's kind of funny. I had a chance to attend one of the awards ceremonies last year that Central Maryland puts on every year, and had a chance to talk to a couple of the college graduates or I guess college students, right, who received scholarships from us that year. And some of the things that they were doing in college today, some of the things that they were learning were frightening me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, some of the things that they were learning, I could see how what they were doing could be applied to today's world, and it was scary. It was scaring me. So
scaring you in that it would be a risk or something that would be an asset to have on our team?
Something that's an asset for sure.
Okay.
Just to see them and how they applied it and how they talk about it and how passionate they are about what they're doing, what they're learning in college. It's awesome to see, but I could see, you know, the future is very bright, but it's scary.
Now, you've been with AFCEA for a little while now.
Yeah, it's almost 5-6 years now. Yeah. So,
where did you start out in the organization?
So I actually started at the bottom. A friend of mine had told me I needed to get involved in the organization, and I said, how do I do that? And I talked to a few folks who were involved, and they said, hey, just come to one of our luncheons. So we host luncheons every month for folks that are from the area, right? Primarily the speakers that come are speakers from, you know, the NSA or DISA or whatnot, right? Because those are the main two government agencies that we tend to serve as well as Fort Meade proper itself, right?
I was going to say, for those of you listening, you probably haven't heard us say NSA or DISA specifically. We typically talk about just Fort Meade.
Yep.
And it's kind of a given, oh, yeah, we're talking about those guys. So, hey, guess what? You heard a shout out to our friends at NSA and DISA.
Yep.
So in that community, AFCEA is an organization that can help a small business grow.
Certainly
to
so.
Help navigate the waters that are rather complex in the Department of Defense and over at the Fort. Mm-hmm. Give us an idea.
here I am, Mr. Small Business Owner. I've now taken the leap off of, and we always talk about this in the program, taking the leap away from that large company that I worked for years, saying I can do this better on my own. And I've now said to myself, what's my next step? I turn to an FCA. What can FCA do for me?
So I think there are a few things that we can do, right? I think what needs to be understood is FCA in its totality and what we are here to do is not serve as the bridge.
Absolutely not.
By all means,
absolutely
for small business,
and I don't mean
right?
I don't mean for it to come off like that.
No, I just want to make sure that's clear,
sure,
right?
Sure.
But that said, we do have the opportunities for folks who are either brand new to any of the IC customers or DoD or whatnot customers, for them to get into forums where they can learn more about the customers that they want to serve, right? I think that is the foundation for any small business. Whether you come from a large business and you're starting out on your own, or you have no idea where you're coming from or starting from, just being able to come in at the ground floor, understand what these customers' needs really are, and then get to know folks of the same like, and understand what their needs are as well, right? So small businesses need to think and operate as small businesses, and you do that by building relationships at that ground level.
Right.
And so that's my advice that folks coming in, and FCA can do that for you through our luncheons, where you get to meet other primes, other smalls, right? You can shake hands, pass business cards out. We have other activities. We have golf outings. It's just we have happy hours. Those kinds of things where you can come and in relaxed settings, understand, learn, grow, still have a good time.
Clearly an opportunity for networking, an opportunity to understand the customer's needs. One thing that I have always been taught with regard to dealing with a customer, in order to service that customer effectively, you need to do a proper needs analysis. What is it they need to do? You may not know the entire mission, and getting out and talking to these people can be paramount.
Yes, it certainly is. I think one thing that I see small businesses not do well is take advantage of the fact that their customers may not have all the answers, or their primes may not have all the answers, right? So if you're teamed on an opportunity, or if you're supporting a prime today from that small business perspective,
sure,
are you going in and, if you can, spending time with the government to really understand their needs? Are you going in and talking to the prime and saying, hey, what are your hot button points? And then actually sitting down, mapping out, drawing diagrams, architectures, whatnot, and really, really providing value to them. I think that's how you see the small businesses that are successful really grow today, just them spending their time heads down in the work.
And it's not as easy as it sounds, clearly. I mean, you've got the chain of command that you have to deal with,
yep,
the prime that you're working with as the small business.
Yep.
It's not as easy to just overstep your bounds and go, hey, Mr. Government customer, come here, I want to talk to you for a minute.
Yeah, no, and so I agree, but I also think that primes are looking for subs, are looking for those small businesses that are willing to take that time to do that, right?
Understood.
The primes have so many things that they have to manage, right? Whether it's finance or, just the day-to-day operations, where sometimes what gets lost is thoughts on strategy, thoughts on implementation, thoughts on execution, thoughts on technology.
Sure.
And I think it's those companies that have those niche understanding of the customer needs or learning those shortfalls, right, of those customers, and being able to come in and kind of deep dive with the primes are the ones that are really successful.
Truly becoming a value add,
yes,
to that mission that, overall.
Yes.
So FCA has been around for quite some time.
Yes.
And especially the Central Maryland chapter, which from what I can understand, and I've only been a member for just under 8 months or so, has grown exponentially.
Certainly has.
Would this be as a result of the base realignment and closure? Could this be just more people infusing into the marketplace?
I think it's a little bit of both, right?
Yeah.
So the BRAC definitely brought a lot of folks. My commute on 32 in the morning now is painful. Thank you to all the commuters. I love you all.
Now, believe me, there are people sitting on the Beltway right now going, you got no reason to talk. 270's not moving. Old Georgetown Road is horrible.
Good point.
We got it pretty good here, comparatively speaking.
Very true. Yeah, but I also think it's just the kinds of things that the government is trying to accomplish has drawn a much greater crowd of individuals. So you're actually seeing folks travel from California over to the East Coast, right? Because they want to get involved in the kind of problems that the government is trying to tackle. So it's a combination of the BRAC, but also just, you know, it's a great, you know, sense of technology infusion that's happening in the area.
Understood. You're listening to Columbia Technology Partners Ready to Prime right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, where my guest is Mr. John Foster. John Foster is the Vice President of Small Business Programs with AFSCIA Central Maryland. Central Maryland, I say.
Central Maryland.
That's right. That's the important part. There are plenty of other AFSCIAs, but in the IC, Central Maryland is key. You laugh, but I'm serious. I know of a lot of people who'd never heard of the Central Maryland chapter.
Gotcha.
Below the river and, you know, elsewhere, they're just, they're all about the other ones.
Of course.
Nothing wrong with AFSCIA International. Don't get me wrong. They're all great. And all the other local chapters are great, but the one we're dealing with is yours. You were recently brought into this role.
Yes.
Not too long ago. The elections were held. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you hope to bring to the table with regard to this? I know you come from a small business.
Yep. So I think what I would like to see us happen is have AFSCIA facilitate, and let me call it real conversations with the government, right? And so I take a look at small businesses from a few different lenses, right? So I take a look at it from a company like myself, where we don't have senior leadership that has come from large businesses that can help us navigate the trenches of our customer spaces, right? So how does the government, how does industry, how does military support, you know, that kind of collaboration? Then there's that, maybe that next step up of, you know, companies that do have that senior leadership, right? And maybe they're a 50, you know, 60, 70 person company, right? A little bit more resources to do what they want to do. And I think the needs are a little bit different for that, from that kind of business. Then there's also the small businesses, right, that are maybe, you know, a couple hundred people,
sure,
but they still qualify underneath the ceiling for a small business, right?
Sure.
And so their needs are different too. So I want to be able to have real discussions with the government on all of those levels.
How many of those levels have you fallen into during your career?
Oh, I've been on all of them.
On all of them? So
yes.
You've got some real life.
Yes. So I've been on, you know, the company I'm with today, we're a 20-person company, and, you know, it's for
me. You got me beat by one.
It's us having to navigate everything from how do you do payroll to how do you get in front of a customer to pitch your idea, right?
Yeah.
But I've worked for, you know, large companies over, you know, supporting multi-million-dollar projects, and in that case, you just become, you know, a number.
Yeah. Which one do you prefer most?
I definitely love the small business aspect. Yeah, there's nothing like
I'd
it.
I'd expect you to say anything different. I don't know what I was expecting here.
No, the challenges are unique. The challenges change every day. And so for all the small business owners out there, I wholeheartedly salute you in this endeavor. It's not an easy thing, but I think that a lot of good ideas, a lot of passion comes from small business.
Right.
And I just love to see that, you know, come to fruition.
So the program is called Ready to Prime, and it's all about the plight of the small business owner, as you know,
mm-hmm.
Stepping off that ledge and taking that first big step and becoming a subcontractor and maybe a teaming partner, and then eventually being ready to make that move. When do you know, in your experience, when do you know the time is right to actually say, I think I'm going to go after this one on my own?
It's funny because my company, we just recently kind of went through this exercise ourselves, and the owner and myself, we were going back and forth. We felt that we weren't ready to do this, and I think it's just like with anything else in life, right? There is no shortcut answer to when it is mm-hmm. ready for you to for when it, the time is ready for you to prime. I honestly think it's just it's a gut feeling. It's a gut feeling, right? And obviously, there are some things you probably need to have in place, right? So, do you have enough resources to cover the cost of whatever it is that you're looking to go after, right? I think that's a given. But I mean, there's never a good time to have kids.
Right.
There's never a good time to get married. You don't know when that time is, I should say. And I think it's the same thing as can be said for priming. I would say that certainly you have to have a pretty good intimacy with your customer, know what their needs are, and that just with anything, right? But
mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any really defining time in a company's life that says, okay, let's do this today, as opposed to not tomorrow.
It's a tough decision. you know, we've been going through this exercise here as well. And finally took the leap not too long ago, but did it through a joint venture. Didn't actually go out and on it, but, you know, the time is right, I think, to go ahead and actually do it on our own. And fingers crossed, things will work. And one of the big things, like you said, is that money, BNP money. You got to have that bid and proposal money set aside because it's not cheap.
No, it's certainly not. It's certainly not. It's kind of funny. So
graphics are expensive.
I know, aren't they?
My gosh, who knew? I got PowerPoint, but it's not the same.
So I'm the one that convinced my current president to go after the one bid that we just, you know, submitted a year ago, right?
Sure, I know. The way things are going over there, it might be another year before you hear an answer.
So we sat down, we did a little bit of a, you know, cost estimation, ROI, to decide whether or not we wanted to do this or not. And we had a budget in place, and sure enough, we're going through. And because, and this is what happens, right? Because the acquisition process got extended, right?
Right.
The estimate started to go above what our ceiling was, and we were at the point where we were both feet in. Mm-hmm. We couldn't, you know, just jump out and say, okay, we'll let it go by the wayside. So at the end of the day, we once the proposal went in, we all came back down. We did an after action review, and just to see what the costs were and what went right, what went wrong. And we looked at that number. It was sticker shock. It was sticker shock. But it's okay.
Sure. And, you know, and then you just sit back and wait and hope and pray that the phone rings and it's in your favor.
It certainly so.
You know. His name is John Foster. He is the vice president of small... You're a vice president.
Vice president.
You're a vice president.
It's awesome.
Vice president with no pay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I love FCU.
You know, and I wanted to bring this up for sure. FCU, yeah. You guys are all volunteers.
Yeah, we are. We certainly are.
So you're truly passionate about the work that you're doing.
Certainly so.
Interesting. How's your wife feel about that?
It's okay. It's long nights, but you know what? Like I said, this all ties back to I guess the program itself, right? Is the hours that I personally have committed to FCU have come back tenfold, right? And they come back tenfold, not just in the personal relationships that I have with individuals, but it bleeds into our business, right? So now I can walk up to the owner of XYZ company, whether they're a 10-person company or a 500-person company, and say, hey, here's what we're thinking about doing, because I have that relationship.
Sure.
What do you think? And or do you want to, you know, join with us, or can we join your team, or, you know, this and that, or what do you think about us priming this effort, right?
So. Okay, first off, you're giving away secrets. Okay, I don't want everybody running for office at FCA because these are leveraging points that I want to be able to take advantage of myself. I've already told you this, John. You need to keep it quiet.
But here's the best part. Yeah. Anybody in FCA can take part in this, right?
Yeah.
Just become a member, come join us at a happy hour, at a luncheon, and you take advantage of these quote-unquote secrets.
It's a very good point. FCACMD.com is where you'll find them online. His name is John Foster. Name of your company that you actually get paid to represent.
The name of the company is Fearless Solutions.
Yeah?
Yep.
And what do you guys do?
So we are a software shop, right? Sure. In front to back. We do all kinds of visualizations, data analytics, data science. That's what we do.
Very good. Very good. Where can people find you? On your day job, if they want to get in touch with the company, they need some software of some sort.
So you can go to
He's like, not my cell number. What are you doing? I got that here. That'll be later.
You can find us at www.fearsol.com. It's fearsol.com.
Fearsol.com. John, anything that we missed about FCA that you want to make sure to mention in the waning moments of this program?
I would say the one thing, if your listeners are looking for ways to get involved, it's all on the FCA CMD website. Mm-hmm. You can join on the website. You can find a listing of events on the website. You can register for events on the website. You can do everything that you want to do through the website, except for apparently find me.
No, you can be found. You're there, but some work needs to be done.
Gotcha.
We'll go into that later.
Gotcha.
We'll go into that a little later.
But everything that you want to learn about the organization, what we're doing, what's coming up, go to the site and have a ball.
That sounds like a plan. Sir, thank you so much for joining us.
That's
I appreciate it. Well, good. You'll have to come back.
I certainly will.
All right. Very good. Next time you got a big event. I'm looking forward to that bull roast, by the way.
Oh, it's awesome. Everybody has got to come to that.
I'm not going to tell you who's sponsoring the liquor wheel, but it's Columbia Technology Partners. John, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I mentioned it before, but it bears repeating. AFSCIA CMD, that's the Central Maryland chapter, started off very, very small, as I discussed with John a few moments ago. Now, huge and an integral part of the Intel community. They've got their hooks into DISA. They've got their hooks into DIA, Cybercom, you name it. They are there. And John, with the small business programs, is doing an outstanding job. Not too long ago, I had the opportunity to visit the campus of DIA. May I just tell you, that place is beautiful. Bowling Air Force Base. I loved driving around there. And once I got into DIA, I was blown away with the fun things you have in the lobby. I'll just leave it at that. Only wish I had a camera to take pictures, but I get it. Security and all. Anyway, I digress. Sitting down with the small business office over there, I had an opportunity to talk about various programs they have going on. And one of the things they mentioned was a mentor program, something that John Foster, who we just spoke to, didn't mention. His company, Fearless Solutions, has been awarded a mentorship program over at DIA. So congratulations, everyone. Golf clap for Fearless Solutions. Enough about them. Let's talk about Columbia Technology Partners. CTP-web.com is where you'll find us online. We are a management IT company specializing in information assurance, cloud, and mobile integration. Fully cleared professionals working at the fort and ready for your teaming needs. Call me directly, 410-290-3280, if you'd like to learn about the programs that we're on and how we can help you. 410-290-3280. How would you like to be a part of Columbia Technology Partners Ready to Prime right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM? It's real simple. Just follow me on Twitter at Alan L. Scott, at Alan L. Scott, and tell me your story. Next thing you know, you're right here on the air talking about your company, how good you guys are, and how you made it over the hump and became Ready to Prime. And with that, we wrap up this edition of Columbia Technology Partners Ready to Prime. I want to thank AFSCIA Central Maryland, John Foster, Fearless Solutions, and of course, my bestest friends at Federal News Radio 1500 AM. We'll catch you next time. Till then, I'm Alan Scott.